1222. I'm Elise Glink, sitting in for Steve Bertrand on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for our conversation with Bill Geiger of Geiger Wealth Management. He's Chicago's retirement planning advisor. Bill, welcome back.
Nice to be here again.
It's nice to be here. You didn't get caught in the rain, did you?
No, skipped in between it.
It's the way you've got to be these days. So I have to talk about, you know, a little bit about how scared people are out here. There was a recent national survey which addressed the retirement fears of Americans. And Terry Savage and I were talking a little bit about this yesterday, but according to the results, one in four Americans listed as their number one fear that they are going to outlive their income and their assets. And I actually completely understand that. I always think about that myself. What do you think about?
And Lisa, it doesn't matter how much money you have either. We have clients with $500,000. We have clients with $5 million and more. And it's still the same concern. If you have more money, you have a bigger lifestyle, and you'd really, really, really like to maintain that lifestyle. And people are worried about running out.
So I remember when I was younger, and my grandfather, who was a terrific conservative investor, who always sold half when it doubled and all that, and he taught me well, and I followed along. But he lived on his interest of his assets, right? There was interest that you would earn. You put money in a bank, and you actually got 4%, 5%, or 6% back on that money. Those are the good old days that I haven't seen around since maybe the mid-90s. But, you know, I think that idea that you can live off the interest and save the principal is something that people still aspire to, and yet not so much these days.
Well, a 10-year treasury bond is only paying 1.5% per year.
Oh, my gosh.
You could put $1 million in that and get $15,000 a year of income. Not exactly lifestyle the rich and famous. So retiring today requires different income strategies than your grandfather, for instance.
Right.
And it requires you to really plan ahead. If you're 5 years out from retirement or 10 years out from retirement, you really should be putting together a plan for the income in your retirement. It's critical.
So it's interesting because there used to be this rule of thumb, and I think part of this was based on the interest that you were going to receive in your income. And there was also, you know, a calculation of how much of the principal you could use and never sort of use up your money. And it used to be 4%.
Not anymore,
right? And so no. I think that's contributed to this fear that everybody has.
Well, it has. You know, the new number, the new relatively safe number is 3%.
Wow.
Well, again, if you've got $1 million portfolio pulling out $30,000 a year, for most people, is not going to support their lifestyle.
No, not when you've actually saved $1 million. Because $1 million means you've earned some decent income,
right.
You've saved, you've invested pretty well, and you want to enjoy some of that.
Yeah, and Elise, this is, you know, there's so much conventional wisdom out there that's no longer true. We see people all the time coming into our offices that figure if they can just build a big enough stack of money that they can pick at it in retirement and they'll be okay.
Right.
And we see people trying to use that strategy. Imagine if we have another 2008 or when we have another 2008.
Yeah, it's coming, I'm sure, because it always does.
And the $1 million goes to $500,000. What does that do to your retirement plans?
Right. Well, at 4% or, you know, 3% or even 2%, it doesn't matter.
You're not going to retire the same way.
No.
You're either going to work longer or live smaller.
Right. And it's interesting when you talk about building income pots in retirement, right? When I think about it, I think about, well, I've got a little chunk coming from Social Security and I've got a little chunk coming from, you know, using up 3% of my assets. And I've got a little chunk here where I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing for until I, you know, brain dead completely. And hopefully that's a while from now. So you have to think about building this kind of core where if something fails or something ends, you still have other things that'll support you.
At least what you've just said in so many words is you need a plan.
Right.
And you can't just go into retirement and figure you'll figure it out whenever you retire. You know, I know we're going to come to this in a moment, but we're going to do something special for the listeners of the show today. When you're going to make an offer for people to come in to see us, for the first five people who call in today, I'm going to sit down with them personally. I'll help them put together a retirement plan. I'll help them put together a retirement income plan and make sure they're on the right track.
Well, That is a terrific offer, Bill. Thank you so much. Bill Geiger of Geiger Wealth Management, Chicago's retirement planning advisor. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right. If you are nearing retirement, and this could be a hugely confusing time for you, and if you're wondering how the election and global events, nothing's happening there, and the current economy might affect your retirement, well, you're not alone. So Bill Geiger, right here in front of me right now of Geiger Wealth Management, understands and has a tremendous opportunity for you. He's going to sit down with you personally, the first five people to call to do a full-blown retirement analysis, complimentary, next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for their retirement. So call 1-800-681-2498, and Bill will translate the complex retirement process into easy-to-understand steps, including a retirement income plan. Call Geiger Wealth Management right now, 1-800-681-2498, 1-800-681-2498, and one more time, 1-800-681-2498.